We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom Lamed of Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis. Omar Shmuel, beginning of a line, Omar Shmuel, the Kulon, Trichais Lahamtin, Shloisha Chadashim. And Rashi says, all Nashim that were Nivalu, that had Bia, they have to wait 3 months until they get remarried. Chutz Megiyores, Umshuchreres Katanim. Besides for a non-Jew who becomes a Giyores, and Meshucher Ketana, or a Shifcha that gets free, and they're Ketanos. If they're Ketanos, so then the halach is that they get remarried right away. They get married right away. Aval Ketana Bas Yisrael, Tzrich Laham to give a Chadashim. But a Ketana Bas Yisrael, even though it's not possible to get pregnant, still, you have to wait 3 months, and that's Otu Agdaila. And basically like this, the halach is, you need something called Havchana. That when someone has bia with one husband and then is getting remarried to someone else, you want to know where the baby, if there's a baby after 9 months, where it came from. Did it come from the first husband or the second husband? Therefore, you have to wait 3 months in between to see if she is pregnant. And this way you can tell who the baby is from. So Shmuel says that if it's a ketana, Giyaris or Meshuchreres, it doesn't need to wait 3 months, because Pashu is not Mubaris. But a Ketana Basyal does have to wait 3 months. And the Gemara has a question of Amai. What was the case of the Ketana that now she's getting married to someone else? Ibn Miyun, if she did Miyun in her husband, and now she wants to get remarried to someone else, you don't need Havchana. Why? Because no Gzeira Otu Gdaila in such a case of Miyun, because by Gdaila is no Miyun. So it doesn't pass a Gzeira Ketana Otu Gdaila by something called Miyun. Miyun means you just say you refuse the husband, which by a Gdaila doesn't work because you need a get. So Miyun is no Gzeira Otu Gdaila. If it's talking about a get, Amar Shmuel Chazim Shmuel already said one time before that Taka has to wait 3 months. Amar Shmuel Miyana by in a Tzrich Lam to Shachadashim, you have to wait 3 months. No, it's not a get, Tzrich Lam to Shachadashim. So why would you have to say this memra again? The Kulon Tzriches Lahamten, besides Gieres Tzricher Ketana, which is Mashma, the Kulon, that the Ketana Yisrael, Basra does have to wait, what if they repeat that over? Shmuel already said it one time. Ella Biznus. We're talking about a third option. It was Nus, that she was Mizana. And the Chiddush is like this, that a Gyeris Meshucheres does not have to wait by his nos, because they were not Geyser. But Masha Inkein, because that's not Shchiach. Masha Inkein by a Ketana, El Beznos, V'gozer Rabbana Ketana Meshum Gedoyla. By his nos, they were Geyser, Ketana Meshum Gedoyla. Since by a Gedoyla, where she could become pregnant, you have to wait 3 months, therefore they made a Gzer by Ketana as well, so you shouldn't come to get mixed up and say you don't have to wait 3 months. But Gyeris and Meshucheres, which is not Shchiach, didn't make a Gzer for that. Right, the Gemara, Omega Zion Ketana Mishum Gedaila, you make a Gzer Ketana Mishum Gedaila, Vatana Lunta in the Mishnah, Em Hoyu Ketana, this is our Mishnah, that's what comes to Dar Sugya. It says in our Mishnah, where there were two brothers married two sisters, and they switched the wives, they could be over four different Isurim. So it says that if when they get married to their wife, when they figured out the mistake, they want to go back to their wife, the halacha is that they have to wait 3 months. So it says in the Mishnah, Em Hoyu Ketanois, She'enon Ruyois Leilait, if this story happened with ketanos that were not royu to give birth, machzir nois miyad. They could take back those wives miyad. They could take back miyad. Don't have to wait. Why? Because it's not possible to become pregnant by ketanos. So you see, not goyzer ketanos otu gedolos. Amar Rav Gidol Marav harah shah haisa. That was a raw shah. It was a certain story that happened, and they made a psak there, a one time psak. Break the gemara v'chal da havoi. Why the story happened? It's not mashma like that in the Mishnah that was a maisa, like Rashi says. It was mashma that it just shekitchu. It wasn't a real story. So Zok the Gemara, no, I meant like this. Elakir Rosh Ha'isa. V'chilof loy shchiach. What the Gemara means to say is that there's no gzera there, because that's not a shchiach the case, that the wives get switched up. That's not a shchiach the case. And therefore, they did not make a gzera there, ketanu otak daila. But regular case, you'll make a gzera ketanu otak daila, and you have to have avchana, you have to wait 3 months. That's one lashon of Shmuel. Lishta Achrina, another version of Shmuel's words. Lishta Achrina, Amr La Amr Shmuel, Kulon Tzriches Laham Tosher Shechadashim, Chutz V'Giyeres, U'Meshechreres Gedoyla. All women have to wait 3 months in between the Bia from the last time till the new husband, that way 3 months, besides V'Giyeres, U'Meshechreres Gedoyla. Obviously in the Gemara, why Taka, don't you have to wait 3 months? Avakatana Bas Yisrael, Einet Tzriches Laham Tosher Shechadashim, but it's mashma, that the whole Nidin is only by Gedolos. But by a Ketana, by a girl who's under 12, who cannot become pregnant, there's no Halacha Avchana whatsoever. But Ketana, Bas Yisrael, Einet Tzriches Laham Tosher Chadashim. So Gemara has a question on that. B'mai. What case of Ketana are we saying that you don't have to wait 3 months? B'mai. Ibn Miyun, if it's a case where a Ketana was married to Reuven, and she did Miyun in Reuven, and now she wants to get remarried to someone else. You're going to say, and there, we're saying you don't have to wait 3 months. Shmuel said that one time already. You don't have to give a whole drasha of a kulon, have to wait besides for that. So it's, which is trying to tell us that a ketana doesn't have to wait 3 months. We know that right from Shmuel. And even get, if we're talking about a case where a ketana got a get from a husband, there you taka do have to wait. The kama Shmuel, the bai, the amma Shmuel, miyana bai, if a ketana is me and her husband, ain't it shvichel ham to shvichel dosh, we don't have to wait 3 months until the next marriage. Nosal la get, but if she got a get, shvichel ham to shvichel dosh, we have to wait 3 months. Zagmam dak tomorrow, el beznus. They were talking about a case of znus. That's the case of our member of Shmuel over here. And Shmuel's saying is that by znus, she does not have to wait 3 months. Why? Znus b'ktana lo shchiach. It's not shchiach znus b'ktana. Therefore, they're making zeru otu gedayla. And like upon him, comes out for the second lashon, Shmuel's halacha is that even by znus, so you do not have to wait bechlal by a ketana 3 months. The only time you have to wait is only by a get. She has a get, then you have to wait because you get mixed up with the gedayla. But by a ketana of znus or by miyun, you do not have to wait 3 months. By mashenkin, by a gedayla, you always have to wait 3 months. But still, Shmuel said a memra that a geyiris and a meshachareres by znus lechayra does not have to wait 3 months. And the shah is, why not? That's the Mirimah's question right now. Giyaris, umashukhras, shriach buznos, ligzar, there, where it's shriach znos, so why there aren't we geyzer, they should wait in order to be mafkin, to make a difference between zera shnizra shloi bekedusha, shnizra bekedusha. There's a difference between a geyish child, a non Jewish child, to a Jewish child. So you should have to wait 3 months. And for the Gemara, who the omak Rav Yesi? Shmuel here is going like Rav Yesi Shita. The time went in a brisa. Hagiyaris v'ashavuya v'ashifcha. These three cases are a giyaris is a non-Jew who became a ger, a giyaris, and a shavuya is a Jewish woman who got captured by goyim and were worried maybe they were mizana with her. V'ashifcha sheniftu shvidus gair v'shashachru, they got redeemed. That's going on a shavuya or became a giyaris or became a freed. Tzrichais lahamtim gimel chadash. Do Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says they waited 3 months. Why? Worried they had bia. And you have to wait 3 months to be mafkim a zera ala zera. Rav Yosi mater le ores v'nos miyad. Rav Yosi says, no, it's mutter to get married right away. So what's pshat? I'm a rav. My time to Rav Yosi. What's pshat on Rav Yosi? Kosova isha mezana mishameshes b'moich k'desho z'saver. A isha was mezana, let's say a gyeris or a shifchom or a shvua, they use a moich k'desho z'saver. They use something, they put a shmata inside themselves to block the zera in order they shouldn't get pregnant. And therefore, there's no chash that got pregnant. Omle Abaya, Bishlom a Giyaris, understand. Kimin the Daita Ligura, usually it's a few months before, right? She plans becoming a Giyaris. So already, Minter and Nafsha, she already is being careful months before, right? To make sure that her children are Jewish children, and she's careful much before, already to Mishamesh is B'maych. Shvuya v'shivchanami. Shvuya v'shivchanami, we also understand Pshar Rav Yosi. Why? The Shavim and Raya, Minter and Pshar, they heard from their masters that they get freed soon, and therefore they're very careful. Ella, what are you going to do about a different type of case? The halacha is by a eved or a shifcha, if the master knocks out her teeth or her eye, she goes out free. There she had no way of knowing that she's going to be freed soon. So there, why don't you need havchana? Ella yoytzes b'shem v'ayin hechem shkachas la. V'chi teima, you're going to tell me, called the mele maid Rav Yosi. Maybe you're going to say, taka v'yis haka maid, this is the case. Anytime they get knocked out an eye or a tooth, by a shifcha, and she gets freed for that way. Echanam, you do have to wait 3 months, maybe. No, but the Mishnah is not true. It's not true. Vatanan or Vatanyam, Nutana Braisa, Anusa Mafuta, and Anusa or Mafuta. In the case of Anusa, Rashi says, it's not a case you could have predicted this, and she doesn't have a maich with her, and the halacha still is. Rav Yehuda says you have to wait 3 months. Rav Yosi Matil or Rav Yosi Miyad. Rav Yosi still Matil in that case. So the question is, what's Pshat Rav Yosi? Rav Yosi saying is that a Giyaris and a Shvuya and a Shifcha, even to get freed with Shem V'ayin, or a Oinus Mefuta, Rav Yosi says all those cases, the halacha is you don't have to wait 3 months. Shaz, why not? Why are you worried? She got pregnant from her last boil. Ela Amabaya, Isha Mizana Misapeches Shloit Tisaber. Any Isha is always Mizana. She always tries to turn over to make the Zera fall out. She doesn't want to become pregnant at all. And therefore, all the cases you don't have to wait. So what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? Until now, we knew Pshat Rav Yehuda was because Mechdes, she had a meich with her. It's like a little bit far-fetched. But now what we're saying is that she just turns over to make sure to get the Zera out. So What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe she's not going to get everything out, and we're worried she became pregnant. Now back to our sugya. We had a question on Shmuel. Shmuel says that a Geyeres and a Shecheres Gedela don't have to wait 3 months. So he said it holds like Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi speaks out that it holds like Rabbi Yossi that a Isha Mizana is Misapeches, and you're not Geyser. But it's not exactly like Yossi, because according to Shmuel, a Yisraelis, he only says a Geyeres and a Shecheres, that's Mizana, doesn't have to wait 3 months. But a Yisraelis, that's a Gedela, does have to wait 3 months. So, and Rabbi Yossi said not like that. The only foot doesn't have to wait even there. So he doesn't hold exactly like Rabbi Yossi, like Rashi before, but he holds partially like Rabbi Yossi, partially like Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi speaks out that even a Geyeres who is an Asur, who is married, also of her you don't have to wait 3 months. Why not? Because also, since she knows she's going to become a Geyeres, she's Misapeches also, she tries to get the Zera out, she wants to be Mafkin Bezera Kedusha, Lezera Shaloi Bekedusha, Al Kaponim. Our Gemara is saying, according to Shmuel's second lashon, is that a Geyeres and a Shifcha don't have to wait 3 months. Why? Because like Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi holds even further. And that's how it is. Tosfos speaks out that even though there is a Braisa that says that a Ger and a Geyeres have to wait 3 months, it's a Braisa and a Chaylet. So either it's going according to Rav Yehuda, that's one Teretz of Tosfos. Another Teretz is even for Rav Yossi, in a case where she knows she was Nivala and she didn't get the Zera out, then Avadish, even she has to wait for 3 months. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Last. What?
Why would she couldn't help herself, whatever the case was.
But still, once she did it, she makes sure she said no long-lasting effects. The Mishnah said that when they switched the wives by mistake, so the halacha is, says the Mishnah, if she was a bas kayin, nifsalu min ha-truma, she's possible in ha-truma. Now, let's just chaza over the halachas. The halachas is that a kohen who's married to a Yisraelis, even anyone, the wife eats truma. That's one halacha we have to know. Another halacha we have to know is that if a wife of a kohen is mezana, even ba'oinis, someone's ma'anis or chas v'shalom, it's not her fault, still she's also to her husband. That's the halacha. By a kohen has a different halacha, and a kohen's wife who's mezana, even ba'oinis, is also to him. Mashenki Yisrael, only if she does b'mezid. But of Eishes Yisrael, that's someone's ma'anis, is mutter. So now let's go back to our Gemara with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "M'hoyu kahanos, the apostle from Chuma." So, frank the Gemara, kahanos in Yisraelis loy. What do you mean? If she's only a bas kohen, she's apostle Chuma. But let's say a Yisraelis is married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat Chuma. What is the difference if she's called a zayna? So, what's the difference if she's a Yisraelis or a Kohanis? If she's an Eishes Kohen, she's also to the Baal, and she's also to the Baal, she can't eat Truma either. So Zok to Gemara, Eima Mahoyu Nishay Kohanim. If it was a wife of a Kohen, so then she becomes Nifsalom and a Kahuna and a Truma. It doesn't say Kohanis, Nishay Kohanim, you have to change to Break the Gemara, it's Mashba Dafka Nishay Kohanim. In Nishay Yisraelim Loy. Let's say she was a wife of Yisrael. She's not Nifsalom Le Truma and Nifsalom Le Kahuna. Is that not true? V'amar Rav Amram, ha milsa amalar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us this following thing. V'haniru le'naim v'sisim. He brought us a right from a Mishnah. What's the halacha he told us? Eishes Yisrael shenensa. A regular Yisrael to Israelis. Eishes Yisrael shenensa. Afa pishu mataras lebaila psu lakuna. You know she's mut to her own husband, but eventually if she ever gets divorced or her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. She became pasul lakuna. So it's nothing to do with Sheikh Hanim. The halacha is this Isha is pasul lakuna and lechuma forever. So what's why they say Dafka Kahanas? And now you say or Nishay Kahanim. It's not Dafka Nishay Kahanim. Even Nishay Yisraelim, even the wife of Yisrael becomes Pasul Lechuma, Pasul Lekuna. Amarava Hachkam, this is the Kavan of our Mishnah. Hachkama. Im Hoyu Kahanis Yisus Yisrael. You have a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael. And someone's Mazan with her. So good, we understand she can't marry a Kohen anymore. But maybe, the halacha is usually, when a Yisrael is married to Kahanis, and the Yisrael, let's say, dies, got children, the Kahanis goes back home to her parents, she's allowed to eat Truma. Because she doesn't have children, she's allowed to eat Truma, still her father's Truma. So here you think she's allowed to eat her father's Truma, Kamash Lon, she can't even eat Truma in her father's house anymore. She's possible from a Truma from her own house, because this goes into the Isser of Bas Koyin Kisiyah L'Ish Zar. The Pasuk says that Bas Koyin Kisiyah L'Ish Zar, he b'chuma ha-kadoshim lo yisoychel. So Rashi explains, this goes into that Pasuk. She's called someone's L'Ish Zar. and therefore she cannot eat truma anymore. And that's the kavana of our Mishnah. It says, "Imhayu kahenois, if they were bas kohen, if suma truma means even from her father's truma, if she goes back home without any children, still she cannot eat truma. Hadron aloch, paragarba achim, belineda, for those that finished it."